둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Yeah, you are awesome. Thank you.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here for checking out the series. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already. You get new interviews just like this one sent to you every single week. You can grab us anywhere you get your podcast from. Wherever you're listening right now, that includes Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Those always help out a ton. Of course, we've had some great guests on lately, including Simple Minds. We talked with David Hornsby and Charlotte Nick Dow from Mythic Quest on Apple TV+. Jason Isbell was here, Taj Mahal, members of the Foo Fighters, Nadia Natasha, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Peyton List. Of course, you can see her in School Spirits and the final season of Cobra Kai. Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age, Sam Yeager from The Handmaid's Tale, Genesis, Sonic Youth, Heart, B-52's, Pavement, and so many more. That's what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Denise Richards. From Bond Girl to Starship Troopers Badass to reality TV icon, she's had one of Hollywood's wildest career trajectories. Whether she's dodging alien bugs, steering up the drama in Wild Things, or navigating the chaos of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Denise has always brought that mix of glamour, of confidence, of predictability. And now she's letting cameras into her life once again with Denise Richards and her Wild Things on Bravo. This time it's all about family, raising three daughters, navigating the everyday chaos with a few celebrity cameos sprinkled in. Denise is going to talk about why she signed on, how her daughters are stepping out of their parents' shadow, and why she's still friends with almost all of her exes. Plus, she shares her dream of bringing Drop Dead Gorgeous back from the dead, literally, and whether she still channels her Bond Girl energy, all that and more as we discuss Denise Richards and her Wild Things, out now on Bravo. It's Kyle Meredith with Denise Richards.
Nice to meet you, too.
So we got the new show, Denise Richards and her Wild Things. What's, like, why did you want to do it, right? Like, what's the version of you and your family that you want to put out into the world with this? Because it's funny, it's entertaining, it's got all the things we want.
I wouldn't say there's a version of me. I just think after I did Housewives, Alex Baskin approached me about doing a family reality show, and I asked the girls, and I thought, you know, they were right away, they wanted to do it. You know, they've lived in the shadow of their parents their whole life, and them now coming of age and coming into their own, it's an opportunity for them too to be able to be their own person and have people know them for who they are. And we just decided, you know, just to do it. We could have fun with it. And there's all different sides of us that people see. slice of life, and I'm a mom like a lot of parents that deal with, you know, siblings that have issues going on with each other or stuff with, you know, me still with parenting three girls. There's a lot of things that I think a lot of parents will be able to relate to with it too.
To see how different your daughters are from each other. Me and my siblings are worlds apart too. So what you're saying right now, I can already see, but it's so interesting, right? Cause I'm a parent too. And when they just end up being so different from each other, you're like, how in the world did this happen?
You know, I know they've been total opposites since they were little. They were very different from so early. And obviously now they're coming into their own and becoming adults that you really notice the differences even more so. But they're also similar more than they think they are. They don't believe me, but they are.
But it is, you know, I mentioned it was entertaining and everything. And you're like, you are a naturally funny person. You've had some.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you've had some, of course, great roles in the past. You know, all the way back, Drop Dead Gorgeous, all of that. Do you find that comes from anywhere? Like, where do you get your comedy chops?
Probably my mom. My mom was very funny. She was always like, she just was really witty, and she just had, you know, about trying to be. My mom didn't know how funny she was either. So I think I get a lot of it from her.
Was that a route you thought about when you were getting into acting? Like, did you think like I can do comedy?
No, I didn't think I ever could. I would audition for sitcoms when I started out, and I'm like, I'm terrible at this. Sitcom is different though. I feel it's like I could, you know, I can't do a sitcom. but I like doing comedy. I loved doing, you know, comedic roles. I think it's fun and it's nice and light on set.
And we'll be right back right after this.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back. It's Kyle and Meredith with Denise Richards. But it's also like even naming it, of course, when you name it and her wild things, like it feels like it just opens that door naturally if you want to drop in the nostalgia. And I say that because right off the bat, of course, you know, you've got Tori on there. You call Patrick on the phone. Like how much of that, maybe that's just part of your natural life. Maybe, you know, the class of, you know, you're all still tight with, but when you're doing a show like this, I mean, how much do you want to open that door and just let the past in?
Well, it's a show about our life, and these people are in my life. Patrick Muldoon's one of my best friends. We've been friends since I was a teenager, and we're very close. He's close to my husband. Pat and I have nicknames for each other since Starship Troopers. We all had nicknames. We call each other Sweet Babe. My husband and he even call each other that. So I know it's silly and stupid, but that's just how we all talk to each other. But, you know, when I'm friends with people, and it's about our life, I want to film with them.
Yeah. Are you the type of person that's usually friends with people you've dated, with the exes, anything like that?
I am friendly with almost all of my exes. I'm not like close where I talk on the phone with them all the time. Like Pat and I could probably talk. We talk at least 3 times a week on the phone, and we see each other for, you know, dinners and lunches and hang out with my husband too, or separately, whatever. And sometimes they've gone out to dinner with each other. But I would say there's only one ex that I don't like. And although if I ran into this person, I would say hello. But for the most part, I'm friendly with them all.
I'm told that's not normal because I'm friends with almost all of my exes that I can think of and everything. And I'm told by my wife very often, it's like, that's not a normal thing.
I am told it's not normal either, but not from my husband. Thank God he's so supportive of my relationship with, especially Pat, I would say is the most, because we're very close. He's, like I said, one of my best friends, but my daughters were like, it doesn't Aaron get jealous of your, and I'm like, no, he's like my brother. So, you know, I think to some people, they might think it's a little odd, but you get it.
I get it. But of yeah. course, as we see in those first two episodes, especially like your daughters are even going through that whole
yes.
with the exes and the jealousy thing. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's right there for them. Like they can take that choice if they want to, it doesn't exactly. have to be bad, you know?
And you know, I'm sure too with your exes, I don't know what the situations ever were, but you know, there is a period when you do break up where it probably wasn't the greatest. And then you come back together if you guys are meant to be friends or, you know, so.
I don't know. It seems easier. It seems easier to be friends with them than not, I guess, mm-hmm. is what it comes down to. You know?
Definitely.
Yeah. Love hearing, of course, anytime you reference any of your, you know, your iconic roles on the show too. I did want to ask, you know, all the Bond stuff going out there right now. You are the former Bond girl. Do you have any thoughts on the next one? It seems like everybody's got at least got a little bit of opinion.
I don't actually.
Nothing.
I have no idea. I haven't thought about it. I should. I should have thought of this, but I don't know. It's hard shoes to fill, but there are some amazing actors out there, but I haven't thought about it.
So when you recently, what was the movie? I'm looking over here. Angels Fallen, Warriors of Peace. Like when you're doing that, like, is there any instance where you're like, oh yeah, this is, I'm tapping into the whole Bond thing just from the other side of the scripts.
Yeah. There's, you know, I feel like I've done almost every genre now, horror films, comedy, and you know, action, and you know, obviously Bond. So it's definitely some similarities with certain roles, and it's fun to play stuff like that too and do all different kinds of things.
I mean, I guess when you have a career, like inevitably you're going to do something that if you get the chance to call back on it.
Yeah, no, and I'm so grateful and so blessed that I'm still working because when I was starting out, it was like, oh, once you hit 40, you're done. So it's nice to know that, you know, I feel very grateful that I'm still working.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Denise Richards. Do you have any roles? Some actors have roles that, you know, that, oh, I wish I could return to that one at least one more. Like, do you have that one back there?
I would love to do Drop Dead Gorgeous, where my character jumps off that float, so she's still here, and it's our daughters competing.
But that's, I mean, of all your movies, maybe that's the one, right? Because that's the one that feels like, given what it was saying in the time, to bring that into the 2020s. I mean,
I think it'd be fun.
We just have to revive you. And that's not hard, by the way. Anything's possible in movie. You can write
exactly,
it anyway, right?
Right. I always said on that float, when she smelled that gasoline, that girl would have jumped off. She wouldn't have stayed on there. So I think that we could bring her back. And I think it would be fun to have, you know, Kirsten Dunst see us all as moms, and you know, we have our daughters that are competing. I think it would be fun.
You have the power. Please make it happen.
I'm going to work on it.
Yeah. In the meantime, of course, we got this one, Denise Richards and Her Wild Things. It's really fun for you all to open the door to all of us to see inside.
Thank you.
All this entertainment wackiness and everything else that comes along with it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you too.
My thanks to Denise Richards. Denise Richards and Her Wild Things, playing now on Bravo. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around so you can get new interviews just like this one sent to you every single week at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe. to Kyle Meredith with. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. After all that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music, bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. In fact, one of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Elvis Costello, Frankie Miller, Courtney Barnett, Matthew Sweet, the brand new heavies, Depeche Mode, Chris Cornell, the Cranberries, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Brian Ferry, Bird Talker, Hamilton Lighthouser, Vampire Weekend, Jamila Woods, Julian Baker, and my interview with Victoria Justice. That's what you can hear weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.